Hello, the tens on duty today are Asia, Africa, and the Turkish Kli. We'll start with Asia, please.
Friends, every morning, the morning lesson is an important part of the work we do in the ten. It's an opportunity for us to strengthen their vote in the ten. And in my 10, the Asia 10, my friends, these giants, they show that they strengthen their vote through example. They wake up in the morning and you just get constant notification. It's like they're telling you when you came to the 10, you signed up and you agreed that you're going to help us and we're going to help you to reach Bestowal. So it's as we begin this morning lesson, let's just keep the intention, and through the action that we're making, coming together, as the friends always say, if you have all these friends around you, 600,000 lovers, you don't need anything else. The kind friends.
We shall read an excerpt from Baal Sulam's article, The Advantage of a Land, from Shemati. Everything that appears to our eyes is but what the Creator wants us to attain the way we do, since they are ways by which to achieve the complete goal. Yet, it is not so simple to merit adhesion with the Creator. It requires great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence, believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the created beings in the manner of good and doing good, and to say, quote, they have eyes, but they see not, end quote. As our sages say, quote, Habakkuk came and ascribed them to one, end quote. As it is written, quote, the righteous shall live by his faith, end quote. It means that one need not engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, a rule, which is faith in the Creator. This is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason. There is power in the faith. Through it, one comes to hate the separation. This is considered that faith indirectly makes him hate the separation.
Question for an active workshop. How do we establish an environment with the importance to go above reason? Again, how do we establish an environment with the importance to go above reason?
Ma'amarim shel Rabash.
Articles by Rabash that explains to us how this environment, if we'll try to be meticulous about Rabash's instructions, as Rav explains them to us, we'll build an environment that will support everything we need for our spiritual advancement.
And this environment is built from the sensation of the friends where each one comes and annuls himself and integrates, gives his exertion, his sesame seed, and then he annuls himself to the general desire, the decision of the friends.
I think it was yesterday that we heard that you can't avoid the falls. The feeling of fall has to, a person has to go through it, but the time it takes to go through it to faith above reason depends on the environment and the ten, the general environment, the general society that holds the importance for it. We just have to remind each other as much as possible to talk about it and to brainwash each other and envelop the life for each other.
By appreciating each and every friend in the ten is the most precious thing in my life.
Yes. Also this fact that we're learning the law of Arvut along with faith above reason, and because we're strongly into it, it really takes it all to a different place. It's a new degree, and it's also amazing how the excerpts seem real different. It's new. Look how beautiful it is that he writes that a person shouldn't go into the details, just has to work on one point, which is the collective, the faith in the Creator. So you suddenly feel that it's so clear. It's not only the law as faith in the Creator, but deal with your friends, not in yourself or something. We should all focus our work on the Arvut, on the general support for each other. I don't think we ever had this feeling how much faith above reason, this matter of love of friends, because it never connected. Now it starts connecting, and it gives a lot of feeling of importance and greatness that the environment generates to this work above reason.
There are several foundations that you have to arrange before you enter the work above reason. One, that the system is already connected, all the parts are already connected in the quality of bestowal, and the Creator keeps this entire system. Number two, the framework of the work. The foundation is the connection in the ten, between the tens, and between all of humanity. From that, we can reach the potential of working above reason.
It's nice, as Amit said, the connection with faith above reason is what required. Working above reason, by definition, is what we need to work against a person's reason. That's how it starts, that's how it ends, but what holds it in between is only the Arvut between us.
Of course, ask for the help of the Creator, and in succeeding, it also makes it clear how much we got to the path with such personal wisdom, and everyone is certain that he understands what's written in the excerpts, is trying to interpret them. We see that it's actually impossible to crack it with my personal reason, but only to listen to the words from the center of the ten, not include our tiny brains, but our common heart. And then the thought of creation could enter our common heart and let us understand what's going on. But first, open the heart towards one another and let the light work.
Bize çevrenin içerisinden de ortak dua yükseltmeyi ancak Yaradan verebilir.
Please, Creator, bind our hearts together into a fire, from all the sparks rising from our tents. This for and from our entire B'nai Baruch family. Please hear outcries. Give us the strength to build the condition of Arut and lead us to strong connections between us with constant faith about reason. Yes, silent workshop question. Connect us with such a great connection of love that we can come to the Arut condition. Connect us with such a great connection of love that we can come to the Arut condition.